Arizona voters who get an early ballot in the mail would be required to mail them back under a bill given approval on a party-line vote in a state Senate committee yesterday. SB 1046 would take away the option early voters currently have to also drop their ballots off at polling places. Jeremy Duda of the Arizona Mirror covered yesterday's Judiciary Committee hearing and joins me via Skype. And Jeremy, it seems like this bill is a direct response to the fact that it took a little while to count votes after last year's election.
That it is. And of course, you remember, you know, on election night and the length of time it took to count those votes really stood out, I think, more this year than previous years because of what happened with some of those races. You know, around election night, Kyrsten Sinema was losing, Katie Hobbs was losing, Sandra Kennedy was losing, Kathy Hoffman was losing. And then over the course of the next week or so, as those votes continued to get counted, the leads changed. So even though I think it probably did not take really any longer than it has in previous years, there were no lead changes in previous years. People weren't kind of hanging on the edge of their seats, watching the results come in. There was really no reason to. This year, it really stood out to folks. I think a lot of folks feel like it probably took longer than it did, even though I think we've heard a lot of testimony in committee yesterday that it really didn't.
Well, that seems to be the key question, right? I mean, did it actually take longer, or were the races just closer and more high profile that led people to see a situation that had always been there?
And that's probably more the case, is the fact that people were paying attention to the results later than normal. You know, 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 6 years ago, there weren't really like a lot of close statewide races. And even the ones that were close, the leads never changed. So there's really not a lot of reason to continue paying attention past election night or the day before or the day after or so.
So for supporters of SB 1046, what is their rationale for saying that if you get an early ballot, if you get a mail-in ballot, you must mail it back? You cannot bring it back.
A couple of arguments. One is, of course, the length of time it takes to count the votes. That now that this issue is kind of at the forefront, they feel like Senator Michelle Ugenti-Reda, the sponsor of the bill, some of the other members of the Republican members of the Senate Judiciary Committee say they've heard a lot of complaints from constituents. They feel like it takes a long time. Obviously, you heard kind of a lot of conspiracy theories kind of floating around after the election because of the length of time it was taken and because of some of the lead changes. And Senator Ugenti-Reda and some of the other supporters of the bill say, you know, this is a vote by mail system. And people, if people want to do it, you know, they should vote by mail. If you want to vote in person, you can do that. But if you sign up for the vote by mail list, then they feel like you should actually vote by mail.
Was there also talk of potentially changing the deadline by which early voters have to mail their ballots back so that they are counted before Election Day, like the ones that are mailed back on the early end?
Yeah, there was some talk. That's not in the bill, but the bill could be amended for that. So we heard some testimony from county election officials and folks who represent them that they said they don't think this will actually result in faster count times. And the reason for that is when these early ballots go out, you know, you get a flood of them coming in at the very beginning. Folks get them and immediately fill them out, send them back. And then most other people just kind of sit on them and wait until kind of the last minute. And then they'll either put them in the mailbox on the deadline, which is, I believe, is the Wednesday before the election, or they'll just drop them off at the polling place. And we heard some testimony that election officials think that if you ban people from dropping off at the polling places, then they'll all just kind of put them in at the last minute in the mailbox. So that will kind of create the same dynamic, and it won't really make it a faster count. So we heard some suggestions that you could just move that deadline back. That way those ballots would come in earlier, and then you could get a faster count.
So for the folks who voted against this bill and are concerned about it, what were their arguments against it? Why do they think it's not a good idea?
Well, I feel like there's no particularly good reason to do this. I mean, 228,000 Arizonans in the general election in November dropped off their ballots at their early ballots at polling places on election day. Thousands more probably dropped them off before election day. We don't have numbers on that. So clearly, this is something that's very popular with a lot of voters. It's something that people like to do. There's reasons that people hold on to their ballots, and for convenience and for kind of waiting to see how these campaigns shake out. And they feel like there's no particularly good reason to, you know, ban people from doing this. They feel like, some of them feel like this is voter suppression, which is a term that we heard a lot. I think Democrats feel like this is kind of directly targeted at them, because usually these late-breaking ballots just kind of break more in favor of Democrats, we've always seen. And obviously last year, you know, the reason this came to the forefront is because Democrats won a bunch of races.
Okay, so this bill and a couple others also dealing with elections passed the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday. Do you have a sense of how much broad support these bills might have in the Senate at large?
It's hard to say. Obviously, the Democrats will oppose these en masse. This is a party line vote in the committee. You know, it's a pretty close margin in the Senate and even closer in the House if it gets there. So potentially, you know, if you lose one, two Republicans, then, you know, those bills aren't going to advance. So there's going to be a lot of pressure, I think, on kind of the usual suspects, the folks who on the Republican side who are most likely to kind of break with their Republican colleagues. So if they support the bill, then it'll move. But it's a very narrow margin. Michelle Ugenti-Reed does not have a very wide margin to work with here.
All right. That's Jeremy Duda with the Arizona Mirror. Jeremy, good to talk to you as always. Thank you.
No, thanks for having me.